Chapter 45. Major Perigord stood in the gap of the south wall with Captain Twayblade. Together, they watched the shrews and water hogs from the water meadows being led up the slope by Logalog and Gergan Spearback to join the Red Wall army. Perigord attempted a rough head count as they turned west to the main gate.
About 110, maybe 20. Not many, really. Let's go and see what Morio has mustered up.
Lieutenant Morio was seated in the orchard with quill and parchment on an old tree stump. Pasca was assisting him in compiling the figures on what number of fighting beasts were available. Perigord looked questioningly at the two heirs.
Make your report, be it good or ill. Speak up, chaps.
Morio wiped an inky paw against his tunic.
Well, it ain't good, Major, but they all seem fit and able. There's 50 red wallers and 30 squirrels come in from round Mossflower, all pretty fair archers and good slingers, well equipped too. Skipper's rounded up a few more otters, bringing his strength up to 20. Wish we had more otters. They look like they know their way round a fight.
Perigord straightened his green velvet tunic, now practically in tatters after all it had been through.
Wishes don't win wars, Lieutenant. We make the best of what we've jolly well got. Have you counted all the shrews and hogs?
I have, sir. 163 all told. And if you add our 12, well, that's the total strength. Always providing that Tammo, Midge and Rockjaw make it back from the Rapscallion camp in one piece.
Perigord did a quick mental calculation.
Well, that makes nearly 300 we can put in the field. Pask, me pretty one, how's the jolly old armoury?
Pask Valerian had slightly better news.
Top of the mark, sir. Every beast carries their own weapon, and there's a chamber in the bell tower crammed full of arms. All manner of blade, spear and bow. Ginko the bell ringer says you're welcome to them all, sir.
Twayblade drew her rapier, and flicking an apple from a nearby branch, caught it deftly and polished it on her sleeve.
300, eh? Wish I'd told Midge to let the Rapscallions know that there was only 200 of us. But I said 3, hoping we might have had 4. Always nice to keep 100 as a surprise reserve. Ah, well, no use worrying over spilt cider, what?
Perigord took the apple from his sister and bit into it.
Indeed. We'll just have to give 10 times as good as we get off the vermin. Hello there. What's amiss here?